What he then saw impressed him, as he has often told me, more than he could have conceived any drawing or picture capable of impressing him. And though the drawing he saw is no longer in existence, there is a photograph of it, which I possess, which fully bears out that statement. The picture in question was a sepia drawing at the end of the 17th century, representing, one would say at first sight, a biblical scene. For the architecture, the picture represented an interior, and the figures had that semi-classical flavour about them which the artists of 200 years ago thought appropriate to illustrations of the Bible. On the right was a king on his throne. The throne elevated on 12 steps, a canopy overhead, soldiers on either side. Evidently King Solomon. He was bending forward with outstretched scepter, in attitude of command. His face expressed horror and disgust, yet there was in it also the mark of imperious command and confident power. The left half of the picture was the strangest, however. The interest plainly centred there. On the pavement before the throne were grouped four soldiers.